listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the Legal Eagle program with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, every Friday evenings between 8 and 9 p.m. Today being the 18th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447, corresponding to Friday the 10th of October 2025. A lot has been happening over the past week, and alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, there has been a ceasefire that has been agreed, and if I'm not mistaken, apartheid Israel has 48 hours to agree to the ceasefire. But to help us unpack more about this is none other than our very own attorney, Zahir Umar. Attorney Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana.
I mean, jazakallah khairan. Attorney sir, before we divulge into our topic at hand, let us discuss first with regards to the ceasefire. Can you give us more input on the ceasefire that happened this week?
Well, let's examine that very carefully, Mullah. Whatever Trump proposed is what he called a 20-point plan. Now, let's examine the real reason for the need for the ceasefire. Now, I'll tell you what is very important to remember. Listeners must remember that Trump, the clown, including Netanyahu, the evil fellow, he vowed not once, numerous times, both said they will never recognize Hamas. Hamas must disappear. They will never negotiate with Hamas. You remember that? Now, the question is, why will this country purport to be a superpower with a leader that has such a big jaw, and Netanyahu, who claims to be such a great conqueror, he talks like Genghis Khan? Why will he now suddenly resolve and descend into negotiating with Hamas and accepting that Hamas are the rightful leaders of Palestine? I'll tell you why, Morana. Do you see, Morana? In the last week or two, there were marches. In Spain, there were thousands of people marching. In Italy, too. In Denmark, Sweden, the whole Europe. But particularly Spain. Spain's reaction was so powerful that Clown Trump suggested that Spain be expelled from NATO. NATO has spent previously the military alliance between Europe and America. Now, when you expel a member of NATO, what do you do? Then you are weakening your military force. Now, this is the extent of the objection of the conduct of the Zionist infliction of genocide upon the people of Palestine. It was so bad that Europe is first being divided and being torn apart. This resulted in Trump telling Netanyahu, here you will stop it, my man. Here you will stop it, because if you don't, we're going to risk NATO falling apart. And guess what happened first? Trump announces that Iran is going to participate in monitoring the peace process in Israel. I believe it. It's shocking.
But Attorney Saab, with that being said, isn't there a lot of talks with regards to the Atomic Agency also, and the whole nuclear energy?
More than quite correct. Iran has told them you can try it. Recently, I'll come to that. The Iranian leader was in Russia. That big talk to do. Look, I want to emphasize that Iran and Iran's involvement is must not be construed as my saying that the Shia are the friends of us. No. The Shia are like the Zionists, the same. Because you must understand, the Iranian war with the Zionists recently was not because of our brothers and sisters in Palestine at all. It was their own fight. So listeners must not believe that I now embrace Shia. No, they're evil. They are just like the Zionists. But what is important here is the following. Trump and Netanyahu, the full-on war with Iran, and both of them now have acknowledged and recognized that Hamas is the leader of the Palestinian people. Number two, they went so far as to eat humble pie to invite Iran to participate in monitoring the peace in Palestine. But what is even more exciting, Mother, Taliban is ruling Afghanistan. Taliban is currently, as we're talking, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is hosting India. So I will say, in my respect for you, what we should all call for now is that Taliban should play a pivotal role in maintaining peace in Palestine. Taliban, alhamdulillah, may have been successful. The Taliban destroyed NATO, they destroyed the Soviet Union. Allahu Akbar. Taliban must play a forceful role, and that's going to happen, inshallah. Peace process, inshallah.
No, definitely, Taliban definitely, G.
Is recognized as a country and a forum state. Is recognized. It's been ruled by Taliban. Afghanistan is being ruled by Taliban. You know, one would expect Taliban to say, now America is so powerful, they're scared, they at least give another name. No, they don't give another name. They call themselves Taliban. And India is regarded as the third most powerful economic house and military powerful country in the world. India is hosting Minister of Foreign Affairs Taliban. That's only the power of Taliban. But it must be clear to anyone who's observing the developments on earth that Palestine is soon going to be liberated. The Zionists are going to be defeated tomorrow. Inevitable. What else is happening this week? I tell you what now. Trump came out openly saying China is safe with that. Correctly, China is adopting a stance openly defined to America. Insofar as the rare earth minerals, America can do nothing about it. The same thing with Putin, Russia. Russian drones are flying all over Europe at NATO issues, and they can do nothing about it. But the point is, NATO, Spain is divided. America's its power is being reduced. America now is forced to realize and understand that it can't play the godfather of the Zionists anymore. Because Netanyahu and Trump would never negotiate with Hamas, ever. This is a sign of their weakness, one of them. 100%.
Now, Teresa, with this ceasefire coming into play, and now the Palestinians are being forced now, or they're returning to the northern part of Gaza, and just when the ceasefire came into place, there was also an overnight attack from the apartheid Israelis, and they said that the ceasefire is only going to come to effect at midnight this evening.
Mother, you must understand, Mother. You know, Allah says in the Quran, the Zionists talk with a fortune. Mother, the Zionists can never keep their word. Never. I mean, I'm talking not from now, I'm talking of the time of Musa al Islam. The Jew, the Zionists. The Jew, maybe they are good ones, but the Zionists cannot keep his word. Mother, in this instance here, Trump says that the rulers of Palestine, which of course Palestinians rejected, Hamas rejected, the people who govern Palestine might be Trump and Tony Blair, two kuffar people who don't make a stinger. But the Palestinians said, no, we reject them. Huh? We'll be just there. Moreover, the Zionists cannot keep them forever. But they'll be forced to now. They're forced to now because America sees it's weak. In world terms, it's not as powerful as it thought it was. Economically, America is best described as kaput. France, European powerhouse, is finished this century. The UK, on Wednesday, there were 156 cell phones stolen in London. Now, when that happens, you know the state of the economy, Mona. It's deeply bad. So the Zionists, they are all understand, and so does the Americans. Their position of power in the world has reduced substantially. And Netanyahu, the Zionist dog, has to also understand that. So he is going to be forced to keep his word, otherwise he will not keep his word. So it is understandable, Mullah. This is how the Zionists operate. They're not human, they're animal. It is talks, a settlement, but at the moment before the settlement, they continue killing and maiming people. These are not human, Mullah. They defy the laws of mankind. They don't deserve to be on the earth. They must be annihilated, inshallah.
Now, Atanisa, with regards to the recognition of the Palestinian state, how many countries thus far has recognized the Palestinian as a state?
Mona, before I answer, alhamdulillah, South Africa, number one. we were amongst the first in the world. But now, today, I'll say the majority of the people on earth recognize Palestine as a state. In the United Nations, Mona, a majority of the people in the world recognize Palestine as a separate state. It's so powerful. It's so, the recognition of Palestine as a separate state is so powerful that Trump, America, was so troubled and so incensed that Trump had to make an irrational remark saying that he wishes to call for the removal or the expulsion of Spain from NATO, which is nonsense to talk. It's rubbish talk, you know, the moment. But the point I'm making is this is the extent of the activities and the demonstrations by inter alia, the flotilla, has caused. The flotilla, primarily Mandela's nephew, was there too. They have placed the focus of the genocide in the eyes of the world, Mona, that has resulted in the majority of the countries in the world recognizing Palestine as a separate state. And inshallah, now with the peace summit, we should all make a resolve to try and contribute towards the what do you call this for the legs, Mona? When the leg is amputated and you can put in a portion of the leg to have people walk. Right? I'll make an appeal to Mufti AK to work with the design of the Majlis. We must all by ourselves contribute to a fund for the amputees, Mona, and other things too, you know. And we can give our contribution towards the Palestinian people. I'll even recommend we assume the responsibility for the education of one or two Palestinian kids. And also be a good thing, inshallah, you know.
Okay, inshallah. No, Mufti Sahib does send out the pamphlet that way you can deposit any funds that are donated towards the people of Palestine. Now,
what is it, the difference with that moment is that, you see, many people don't make it authentic or not, but it's marked to the Sahib, from Marcus Sahib, saying this is a fund that is supervised by Mr. AK.
No, but Attorney Sahib, this year is the overseen by Majlis. By Mufti ASDSI. Attorney Sahib, with regards to the 1948 United Nations General Assembly and the resolution, can you discuss more on that day?
More than that, I want the listeners to understand something. Look, this Zionist genocidal enclave, which they call Israel, this is a recent creation. There is no such country. There is no such country. The Yahud Zionists were a problem and a menace of the people of Europe. They triggered with the cause of the First and Second World War. They resulted in the loss of lives of millions of people. They turned Turkey throughout Europe. So in 1940, early in that period, 48, at the time, the United Kingdom was the big superpower of the world, right? They created the Balfour Declaration that gave rise to the creation of this Zionist state, which is labeled and called Israel. This is actually a part of Palestine. It was stolen. A piece of chuck was stolen. Now, the 1948 resolution is a clear resolution by the United Nations, supported by the world, of a two-state solution. Number one, I'm saying we don't recognize the Zionist state of Israel. But if it is to be recognized, then it is a two-state solution, meaning there's a clear demarcation of the land of Zionist Israel and the land of Palestine. But because the Zionist is what he is, not human being, they even ignored and defied the United Nations resolution in 1948. They took over the whole Palestine. I mean, you give them an apple, they won't eat it that night, take it over. This is their nature. They're not human. I want to emphasize, Mona, this is not human beings. The 1948 resolution, you ask any Muslim, even a Muslim, this was a resolution accepted to and Muslim by the whole world. But the Zionists ignored it. But I want to emphasize again, they Zionists is not any force. We can smash them up. I mean, Taliban will smash them all up. They were supported throughout since 1948. By this other shaitan America. But that shaitan America, the dollar is crashing, the gold is reaching magnificent heights, that the American economy in pieces. Now, as recently as early this morning, China expressed total defiance towards Trump, and they see their our shattering and the shattering of the military might of and the economy of America is the reason for the current truce or settlement.
On a lighter note, Mufti Saab, when he spoke this morning on his Q&A, Mufti Saab is in PE at the moment, and he said that when he visited the sanctuary, he saw the monkeys, and he was checking whether the jutla, whether it was a jutla or a jutli.
What am I to say, to compare the Zionist to the monkey, that is too nice. You know, monkey is still some sense if you observe the monkey. Yeah. He obeys rules. Really does. A monkey will not kill a fellow monkey for no reason. Never. Never a monkey abides by the law of this people. The Zionists abide by no law. He's an animal. I'm not saying so, not me. Yeah. The whole world is saying so. I mean, they don't obey international law. Now, I said so before, if you don't obey the law for human beings, made for human beings on the earth, then human beings will not be able to properly live together on earth. If I, what are you in our house? You're a friend in your house, right? Now, that's your house, one. Are you living with your kids, one? I can't come to the tent in your garden and live there, or walk in your house and go and be with your wife. Salam, what's wrong?
Salam, yeah.
This is what the Zionist does. You cannot live with him. Wherever you put him, Morana, I promise you, I make a custom on here that we see that the settlement will come to now. The moment they get an opportunity, you will see they are going to disobey. This is nature. They talk four times. Allah says so. This, I make a custom to you. I can't live with human beings. We need to place them in another planet, out of space, out of earth. They can never be alongside a fellow human being. And the white men, the Europeans, know that. And the Englishmen created this place, this horrible, terrible place called Israel. Because the Europeans know that you cannot live aside or close to the Zionists. They're worse than animals. You can't. They lie, they cheat, they kill, they steal. Clearly they exploit. That's a fact. Read up on the reasons why it's embarked on an attempt to annihilate them all from the face of the earth. Read up your shit and see if. Look, Hitler was the leader of the German nation. These are very, very powerful people. And then he's still today, they're very intelligent people. You know, for the younger listeners, a German, an American, a Mercedes-Benz, you know, the very, very smart guy, BMW. These people are very, very intelligent, the Germans. And this man, Hitler, managed to convince the majority of them that the Zionists don't belong on planet Earth and they must be exterminated. Now you ask yourself calmly, why will the entire German nation, more than 80% of them, agree? Mm. You know, Norman Finkelstein was interviewed on Al Jazeera recently.
Yeah.
He described the people in the Zionist stakeholders as a lunatic society. Did you know, one another, that there was a, they go out to get, to a vote, there's a nice word called for it, you know, to establish how many people vote for a certain issue. More than 80% of the Zionists agreed that to kill Palestinians indiscriminately, whether men, women, or children, is acceptable. They say you don't distinguish between the enemy. Any Palestinian is an enemy that deserves to die. These are not human. Again, I want to emphasize. And Norman Finkelstein, himself is a Jew. He described these people in Israel as lunatic. He described these people in the Zionist state called Israel to be a lunatic society. This is the word he used. He said they are a lunatic society. This is a fellow Jew. Greta Thunberg. Greta is a Jewish girl. She was the flotilla. She also said these people are not human. They're barbaric. So it is for you and the listeners to think and they're not animals. Monkey is a very good thing. They will be very pleased that Mufti even compared them to a monkey. The monkey, no. They're not human beings. They don't belong on planet Earth. Guarantee.
Attorney sir, moving on to some local news. The Tembisa hospital scandal. What's the latest? They know they raided that house and they found three identical luxury vehicles.
Yeah. Now, more than enough, you know, I'll tell you something. can't mention names, but it's very, very close to me. There's a Rolls Royce and an Aston Martin, two Aston Martins, and a Ferrari were sold in the bank. And this was sold by guess who? Ramaphosa's son-in-law. Millions involved. And then it was innocent people were involved, the cars were seized, etc. One of that, you see what is happening. Now, in the Springs Court, you ask, my opposite Springs, you get a court order of 800 or 8,000. In fact, a foreigner, an illegal immigrant, got an order, he paid 800 to say you can't be bought. Now, this is very, very bad one now. When our country is going to descend to the state where nothing can be done without corruption, then we are heading towards complete destruction of this country. Now, I said so before, commissions of inquiry is not the solution. The Timbisa hospital saga must be addressed now, today. I said earlier to the Minister of Justice, to the President, we have Ms. Lazarus here in Springs Court. She's not normal. If she, under her watch, court orders can be obtained in this fashion, it is a terrible time. Then, in this week, there was a matter in the High Court where the application was made by the Law Society to strike off another lawyer. And the judge, Bam, she's sitting there, she listened to urgency, she said, the matter is urgent, and stuck off. This is how they're behaving, Morana. They're behaving with a sense of contempt towards the law and the country. But it is up to us to stand up and to ensure that the country does not descend to complete corruption and chaos. Now, unfortunately, now, you see that what is happening now is the endorsement and the approval of the conduct of Ramaphosa. Ramaphosa Pala incident, the Marikana incident. Ramaphosa has set a precedent where corruption disregards to the law is acceptable. Our newspapers, unfortunately, Mona, are not transparent. At the time of Zuma, there was complete transparency, Mona, even his passport was full. It's all secret. But we can only appeal, and I will appeal to my brothers and sisters, one, pay attention. Two, wherever you see a wrong, wherever you see corruption, expose it. Where the judge, magistrate, police, you expose it. In this week earlier, a young sergeant in Victoria, she was taking instruction and refusing bail, just complete total corruption with a complete sense of impunity. This is permeating our police force. But we must be very cautious before a whole country descends into becoming like Mozambique. You know, my cousin is Majid Abdul Latif. He was the Minister of Finance in the first Frelimo government upon the liberation of Mozambique. He posted to my late mother. We obtained liberation in 1970, but she was still subject to the thrones of the party. But he had to admit later on that he could not continue with the corruption. In fact, the last time I was in Mozambique, you get nothing. You carry a big box of money, or some silly currency. You get. Now, we should not allow our country to descend into becoming another Mozambique or even Zimbabwe. We have one country. India, the property is very, very expensive. You can't buy it in Mumbai. Impossible. It's very, very beautiful. India, genuinely, honestly. And I want to tell other Muslim listeners who think and say, Modi is very demented. He does foment a hostility between India and India. But what is interesting, ironical, unlike Pakistan, India is among the first countries in the world that are hosting the Taliban. The Taliban, who are considered to be the most extreme, Pakistan is one of the Muslim countries. They expelled more than 100,000 of Afghans back to Afghanistan, fomenting austerity. The point I'm making, Mona, is, where was I? Where was the Mona Salim?
Mona Salim Karim?
No, I detected. I was on a topic. What topic were you on?
We are talking about the Timbisa saga. Yeah, we were asking about the raid that happened this week.
The corruption. There's a very, very good doctor, Dr. Muhammad. He also exposed this. The point is, Mona, we should ensure that we always be vigilant and expose corruption and wrong. Our president, unfortunately, has set a precedent where this is endorsed and accepted. We should not wait for commissions of inquiry, which are very, very expensive and which serve no purpose. We do it on the spot immediately. As far as Mr. Hospital is concerned, I propose what we do is, with all the government departments, we have the technology. The money, the budget must be accessible to the public on a computer. You press a button, get out, money came in, money go out, or four, and we can scrutinize it.
Attorney Saab, you mentioned with regards to the corruption, just see now that with regards to the Matlala tied to 80 corruption cases, that he's linked to 80 corruption cases.
The dilemma is, how did he reach that stage, Mullah? Why is there 80 corruption cases? Shouldn't he have been exposed to the first 23 and arrested? And not be given bail, and if he's given bail, there should be a condition attached to his bail that he should not indulge in some or other. But this activity, there's another example of a precedent set by our president.
And Attorney Saab, look at it, it goes back as far as 2007.
That's a long time, Wanda. It's more than 20 years ago. Why and how did it come about that he was not arrested? This is a damning indictment upon a police force?
No, definitely. You know, let Allah protect each and every one of us. And like you said, that if we do see corruption happening, we should report it. And Mufti Saab always mentions, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْحَافِظُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, that the dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Attorney Saab, with regards to what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, and Is Ukraine given the opportunity to be in NATO?
Let me explain to you the Ukraine issue. Mona, you know, about 10, 15, 20 years ago, but let me, the then president of America was Ronald Reagan. The leader of the Soviet Union was Gorbachev. This was at the time of the Taliban in Afghanistan, too. This was also at the time where the Soviet Union was beaten by the Taliban, and then NATO came in, Taliban also beat them. But during that period, the Soviet Union economy was in a terrible state. Ronald Reagan, the leader of America, saw an opening. He is then called for various states. It was a union, so the Union of Soviet Social Republics. Various countries that form part of the Soviet Union become democratic. Then the Soviet Union divided with Russia at the top and all the other smaller states at the bottom. And these other smaller states, many of which became supporters of NATO. And then Ukraine, Malala, Ukraine is big. Ukraine was Zelensky, he openly wants to become a member of NATO. Now, how can you have a supporter or a member of NATO on the southern border of Russia? That was insane. Now, what Putin wants? Putin wants to reincorporate all the previous states that form part of the Soviet Union to become part of Russia. Now, all the majority of them are Muslim, by the way. They're all supporters of Putin. The majority of them. Ukraine is among the Ukraine and Crimea. Crimea was annexed by Russia. But Ukraine remains defiant. But Zelensky must now realize that NATO and the West can't happen. In fact, last night, the key of the whole legislature was blown out. He can't. He's making promises. Germany have drones hovering over Germany. Denmark too. It is clear Putin of Russia is testing the strength of NATO and is pushing them to a point to see what they can do. They can do nothing. In fact, Trump hinted on Wednesday evening, Tuesday evening, that he's going to supply Ukraine with Tomahawk missiles. The Tomahawk missile is a very powerful missile. Putin responded by saying that he blew up the launches that from which the Tomahawk missiles are exploded. And the Tomahawk missiles have not been given. But Trump, whose economy, American economy, is in that terrible state. So is the whole of Europe. They know that they're going to push too hard with the war. And Putin has said in so many words, he said, if you're going to supply the Tomahawk missile, you're going to further damage the relationship between Russia and America, or Putin and Trump. And then you have looming in the background on China. China is a powerhouse. China is a very, very serious powerhouse. In fact, not too long ago, a senior leader of China told American military big brain, don't play with fire forward. China is generally very, very serious and involved in that, economically and militarily. And then, which is what Russia is doing. Russia and China, they are incorporating the rest of Asia, like Malaysia, Indonesia, etc., into one union, and India. The problem in Asia is Japan. The Japanese are strange. They are diehard supporters of America, even despite America having thrown two nuclear bombs on them in 1948. That's what works like. But to sum up, the world, we are on a brink of a very, very significant change on Earth. And the first indication of this is the ceasefire in Palestine. Now, that's not what they call it. They say it is what? A settlement. They say, can there be an armed conflict between two countries? Is there a ceasefire or is there what word they're using, Mona? To stop the war. This is not a war, Mona. This is a genocide inflicted by the Zionists, the Palestinians. You can't have a war between two countries, one of which is a nuclear power, and the other one don't have any arms. Our Palestinian brothers and sisters are being starved to death. They don't have arms. And the Zionists are given a nuclear missile by America.
And it's something very interesting to think about because, I mean, since 2023, this atrocity has been happening, and now all of a sudden, within a space of a week, they agree to a ceasefire. It makes one think, like, you know, what is the bigger picture behind the smoke that they are showing the media?
Without doubt, Monana, this is an exhibition of the weakness of America, economically, militarily, and otherwise. And during the course of last week, the utterances made by the Chinese, the remarks made by Trump, the drones hovering over Denmark, Poland, in fact.
Including Germany, Attorney Sir?
I see the
drones that have been hovering over Germany.
These were Russian drones, and it is apparent what Putin is doing, Mona, is testing the strength of NATO. He wants to see how far he can push NATO before they can react. Now, what is happening? The answer is clear. NATO is so weakened economically, Mona, and militarily that they basically can do nothing. And the big god, that is the big godfather, America, is also neutralized. So the fact of the matter is, today in the world, America and NATO have lost their military might and economic might. And it's a fact. And as the year and the months unfold, more and more come to light. Did you know the gold price? One Kruger Rand has gone up to $2,000 to $4,000.
It's been shooting up. The gold price has been shooting up at least by 50 US per day, or even 30 now, US per day.
The question is, what they say, the investors have lost confidence in stock. Now, in America and the UK, they use the word stock. Yeah, but us, we call it shares.
Yeah.
Now, the public do, they were put for shares. Right? Now, if you have industries, you have mines, you have wholesalers, that are public companies, right? That are owned by the public, you buy shares. And the shares in the Joburg Stock Exchange, you put for shares. But if you have no confidence in the shares, because you think the shares you're going to buy in businesses, those businesses are going to be liquidated. You will rather bid for something much safer. And what is that? Gold.
And Mufti Sahib always mentioned the best thing to trade in is gold.
That is the kind of problem, Mona.
That's true. That you did mention it in our previous show, that the currency of the Sahaba is gold.
Yes. This is what we are doing, Mona. Okay. We are having paper money. We're trading with paper money, which is bizarre, isn't it? But if we trade in gold, we're trading in value. The idea is we should not hoard gold. That, in my view, is wrong, very wrong and haram. Gold should circulate and should be a value, it must be a currency. And we should pay all zakat in gold.
Now, Tony, so speaking of currency as well, what's the latest with regards to the BRICS currency? Are they implementing it?
Very, very interesting question, Mona. Mona, you know, first moment this late Muammar Gaddafi, behind the general, you know?
Amen.
And he and Zuma, very good friends. Zuma told me that in Uganda. So, Gaddafi is my good friend. And he hugged me, no? In Uganda. And Mona, late Muammar Gaddafi, he first promoted the idea of moving away from dependence on the dollar. More specifically, he promoted and said the dollar should not be the dominant currency of the world. Okay. One of the commodity that is most in demand in the world is oil. Oil, your petrol, and everything else. Right? Now, the Saudis and the Qataris, they will only sell you oil in dollars. And now, Gaddafi's idea was winning favor. That resulted in the Americans having him killed by his own people using social media. Currently, Mona, BRICS is still working. They are working relentlessly on having their own currency, which will not be dollar-based. And Saudi and many other Middle Eastern countries have also become members of BRICS. So I suspect right now, Mona, as we're talking, you can buy oil and oil will be sold to you. But if you get gold, but even with the Saudi rand, you can buy oil using the rand or the Chinese currency. So the dependency on the dollar is moving away very rapidly. And that is why the value of the dollar is dropping and gold is increasing. Which until last year, until recently, the rand dollar was 20 to 1. It's now at 17. And it's dropped further. And that is also a further example of the weakening of the military and economic might of America. They're falling apart. Another year or two, they'll be completely finished. Unemployment is very high. Soon they're going to be breaking one, and that is an over attack, 100%.
No, 100%, and we know we can see that it's happening. That, you know, with regards to the fluctuation of the gold price, and also with the rand dollar exchange. With the Soviet Union and President Trump's recognition, and with the leaders of Taliban in Afghanistan, can you give your comment on that there?
That is very interesting. You see, the group were responsible for 9/11 was the Taliban. And American presidents throughout 9/11 vowed they will never ever recognize Taliban. Taliban are a bunch of terrorists, etc., etc. And today, Taliban is governing Afghanistan in Kabul. The Minister of Foreign Affairs is in India. He's being invited and received as a state person. No one can do anything about it. It's again an exhibition of the weakness of America, Manana. The Taliban, but the irony and the interesting thing is the Taliban defeated the Soviet Union and NATO, and they're still in power in Afghanistan. Afghanistan, I understand, was never conquered ever in the history of mankind. And inshallah, what we all pray for is Afghanistan. The Taliban should play a pivotal role in monitoring and ensuring stability in Palestine, ultimately with the aim of restoring Palestine to its full glory, with no Zionist regime called Israel in that area. Inshallah.
I mean. Now, Atani Sab, also with regards to, you know, we concentrate so much on these countries that are making headlines like Ukraine, Russia, Gaza, Germany, but the Arab countries such as Lebanon and Syria, and, you know, with the whole meeting, like, for example, that the President al-Sharaa, he with his meeting with the government in Beirut, you know, all those kind of things. You know, it was his first meeting that happened on Friday.
Now, I must confess, I don't know much about that, but what I can tell you is, what is great this morning is Qatar has announced to again increase and expand on a military base for the Americans in Qatar, which is a Muslim country. within our midst. Moreover, the Taliban, Trump went to Kabul. He asked the Taliban for them to return the Bagram military base to U.S. control. And guess what? Taliban politely told him, go to hell. He could do nothing about it. The Bagram military base is a very, very sensitive point because the Bagram military base, one, according to Trump himself, that could connect and control the Chinese nuclear manufacturing plants. And you said, no, the Taliban don't know this one. It is the extent of the strength of the Taliban. But the very rich oil-producing countries, why they have the need to still win favor of America when America is in a very powerless economic state and a very poor military state, escaped from China on now.
Tony sir, as you know, we witnessed in the Philippines that the Gen Z activists took over the government and they created havoc. Now, I just seen earlier today that the Gen Z activists have started in this town or the country of Madagascar.
More than that, look, the Philippines and Japanese, this is American control and primarily. It is not. The instability and riots is, in my view, is interfered by American control of social media. No? Madagascar on is economic integration. In any country where the economy becomes very bad and people have difficulty surviving, it will result in riots. No? We have this outburst in our country sometimes when things get too bad, where there's the basic services are denied to a group of people, water, electricity, then collapse into riot. It's a very same thing in Madagascar now.
It's sad because, like you mentioned, with regards to the 2020 riots that happened in July in KZN.
Yeah.
Then I know also in Johannesburg there used to be riots with COSATU and water shortages in Westbury in particular. There's been a lot of riots when there's the maintenance of the water. You know, sometimes for 7-8 days that particular town of Westbury doesn't have water. And you know, water is such a necessity. You know, you can do without electricity, but you know, you get the sicknesses and airborne diseases that start occurring in your household.
Morena, I was told yesterday there was a suburb in Joburg, you know?
Yeah.
I'm told they were without water for 3 months or several months. Now, I was very disturbed because in my office, 5-8 years ago, the people in King House, the old area, didn't have water. I rushed with an urgent application to court. I so successful. I got an order to reconnect the water. So I will make an appeal to any community in the country, please, if your community don't have water, please don't hesitate. You phone me, inshallah, I'll do the rest of your charge. It's an urgent matter. You are quite right in describing water to be a very critical need for human beings. You can't deny people water, Mama. It's a basic human right. And the Constitution, you can rely on the provision of the Constitution that makes it compulsory for government to ensure that every citizen, or not citizen, no. Everyone, every person, whether South African or not, is entitled to this basic right of access to water more now. Please, I want to emphasize, I want people to tell the other members of the community, your neighbors, the whole country, anyone, any country, any town, be denied access to water. Please, my name is Zahir Umar. You phone Mark Asaba, you phone me. I did a case previously, alhamdulillah, successfully in the Pretoria High Court. It's a fundamental right for the government to provide you with access to fresh, clean water. Don't allow yourselves to be denied this right. If you don't have money, I will do the case free of charge. I did it before, I'll do it again, John.
I mean, Jazakallah khairan. Attorney sir, we've come to the end of our show. Any parting words from your end, Attorney sir?
I will appeal to all my Muslim brothers and sisters, remain alert, watch developments, and most importantly, look after your country. Pay your taxes, inshallah. When you see corruption, you see wrong, especially in government level civil service. Don't wait for very expensive commissions of inquiry. You stand up, you talk about it, you phone the media, you talk. tell the prince, you're doing it a short interview, go to your local lawyers, tell the minister, expose it. Expose it in local media, expose it on local radio stations, use 73 grand to use Market Saba, but don't conceal corruption. You do it, you're making it, it's going to be harmful to you or your kids or the next generation. You'll destroy the country. Don't indulge in corruption. It's haram. Don't indulge in bribery. It's haram. Don't do it, and if you experience it, expose it. Inshallah.
I mean, Jazakallah khairan once again, Attorney Saab, you know, you always come through and you always available. Inshallah, we will discuss next week, during the course of next week, what we will be discussing. We just, like you said, we look out for developments as to what is happening. Now all eyes are on Gaza and the ceasefire, and now they're moving towards the north. So inshallah, let's see what happens. Allah Ta'ala protect.
Palestine, the whole of it's only Palestine. There's no such place as Zionist Israel. It's Palestine, Mona. Palestine, inshallah. No such thing. It's no Gaza. Oh no, Gaza is very small. Palestine is Palestine as a whole.
The whole Palestine.
Yes.
Inshallah, all eyes on Palestine this weekend, and we'll see what happens, and we'll speak inshallah next week.
Inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was our very own attorney Zahid Umar. And you heard that if any town or city or suburb is suffering with regards to the water crisis, if you're having any issues, then you can contact us during office hours. Or if you want to send a WhatsApp message during working hours, then we will give you attorney Saab's details. So we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the legal team. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.